Thank you. I really have a word from God. The good thing is I don't preach as long as Pastor Tracy. But if I don't strike oil pretty quick, I'll quit boring. No. Oh, he's here. The presence and the power of God. But I have a direct word from God. The Bible said in Kings that there was a man by the name of Elijah. Doesn't tell us much about him. It just said that he came from Gilgal. He appeared on the scene. And the Lord said to him, I want you to go down beside the brook and hide yourself. I want you to go to the brook. For there I have commanded ravens to feed you. That's a buzzard of that family. I have commanded the ravens to feed you. And you're going to drink from that brook. The waters had dried up everywhere. I was in Israel. We went there and pulled up and went out to that place. And they said, now right down there is that brook. I said, well, there's a lot of things in Israel I want to see. But I want to wait a moment now. I want to go where that old man was divinely conferred and ministered to and provided for. And I did. And then the Bible said, the brook dried up. And the Lord said, I have commanded a widow of Zarephath. Now, in case I don't get back, why was he hiding? Jezebel and Ahab was trying to kill him, right? You know where Jezebel lived? Zarephath. God got him ready and said, now, tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to move you down to Zarephath, put you right under your enemy's nose, and they won't touch you. I tell you, things may be tightening up, but you're being moved to success. You're being moved by faith to a place you're going to put those problems beneath your feet. They moved him to Zarephath, and when he got there, the little lady was gathering two sticks, actually, and some meal. And he looked, and I never did like this. There's a lot of things in the Bible I don't like, but when you get mature, you can begin to digest some of them. And I preached on TV to millions, but it sounded too much like some TV preachers to me. Elijah said, make me a cake first. I thought that's what it said. I didn't like that. I was looking for some timidity, some faith. And I read it like it really reads. It said, make me a little cake first. You see, when the man of God tells you you're going to be blessed with humility and timidity, he'll tell you, well, you do it. I stand with you in faith. It's not that I'm trying to get something from you, but it's the way God blesses. And so he said, make me a little cake first. And the cruse of oil and the barrel of meal never ran out. I want to preach this morning on a subject God spoke to me and said, take this to the church. Take it, and I tell you, I have a word from God to families and individuals. Take this word. There's fixing and presently being a paradigm shift in the body of Christ. That Salabogian devil, that's what a preacher called him up home. This morning I went out of my motel to come here. And the gear shift in our car, everything was froze. I called a taxi driver. I said, would you take me to Houston from wherever I was upon the interstate? And I said, will you take me? Yeah. I said, let me go out. And I said, Sarah, let's pray. I said, in Jesus' name, I tell you, every step of this pilgrimage journey, we must exercise faith, but God will not fail us. Amen. That taxi driver said, I'll take you down there for $80. I said, give me 5 minutes. God can't move in 5 minutes, I'll pay the 80. Woo! Hallelujah! But he moved, and I drove. Now, I said, God gave me a word. I want you to know I didn't just come with a sermon. I got off of the, but I was in Nigeria, Africa. Been there many times. And I had just preached that night, they said, to 150,000 people. I mean, the crowds and the move of God, it was something. And they said, you're going to go and preach to 300 preachers. Now, that's my cup of tea. I'm here, in fact, this morning to wire you up and tell you, church, there's a paradigm shift, and God, well, let me just tell you, he's going to get his finger back in the pie again. He's God. He's God. He made my car go in gear. He'll see to it every need. Now I got to get on with my subject because I'm burning within. And I was fixing to preach to those 300 preachers. And on the way over, I had my briefcase and my sermons. And, hey, you know, I get some sermons up, but occasionally you get one down. They're the good ones. And on the way over, I said, God, give me some fresh bread this morning. Oh, God, I preached to 150,000 people last night, but I'm fixing to preach to 300 preachers, and some of them in their particular situation in Nigeria, God can bless them, but some of them may never have $25 in their pocket at one time. Get put in jail for preaching and beat for preaching, and the radical Muslims, you kill them. And those, we just had a minister, his wife was shot just right here. And the enemy, and I said, God, give me some fresh bread. He spoke to me and he said, you preach on this subject. Now, I want to preach on Holy Ghost. I want to come back. I like to preach it. But God said, take this now word to this church and to this pastor. Give me some fresh bread. And he said, all right, I want you to preach on, never had thought of it before, raven-fed prophets who are coming into their prophetic season. All right. Hallelujah. Now, don't get carried away with just the being raven-fed. I want to lead you to that prophetic promise, because if you have ever received a word from God, it'll stand sure, and you can count on that word from God. He'll stand by his word. And you say, yes, but I'm struggling. I'm being raven fed. I want to tell you, and I might as well go ahead and tell you, I know what that raven was taking him over there to eat. Yeah, because I got grandchildren. You're taking bread and that's a Big Mac. You got kids, they want to stop at them arches and eat. They don't want to go to somewhere, you know, good cook. He brought him bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening, and looked after him and cared for him. And he said he was being raven fed beside a brook, hid. You can't imagine, except in the realm of the Spirit, what that boy was talking about this morning, what God has designed for this church. He sent me here today to tell you that you may be being raven fed. I'm telling you, it's aggravating to be 50 minutes from here, not know exactly where the church was. I remember when I got here, and your car won't start. And I have to wake the taxi driver up. He don't even answer my call. He calls back. I said, how long did it take you to get here? He said, Bill, I'd have ran late. We are raven fed every step of the way, but God will stand by his word, and you can trust his word. And I'm just using that for illustration. It's every day that I have to get the devil and put him where he belongs. Every day. Being raven fed. Now look,